This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. It happened again. Apple has launched new iPhones. It happened Friday, as I'm sure you heard, as the footsteps flurried to Apple stores everywhere. Two of the newest iPhones hit stores before the weekend, with scenes of customers around the world lining up outside everywhere Apple stores were to be found. How was customer turnout, and will it be enough toward determining Apple's results over the next year? We'll talk about it, but first, these tech headlines. The Journal learns that Google workers discussed tweaking searches to counter the Trump administration's travel ban. Days after President Trump's controversial ban in January 2017, Google employees discussed how they would tweak search-related functions to show users how to contribute to pro-immigration organizations, as well as contact lawmakers and government agencies. The company says none of the proposed changes to search results were ever implemented, however. Get more on the story from John D. McKinnon and Douglas McMillan at WSJ.com. Adobe buys marketing automation firm Marketo for $4.57 billion. The Journal's Alexandra Bruel says it's the company's largest acquisition ever and the latest sign of its ambition to become a one-stop shop for marketers. The White House confirms it has relaxed rules on U.S. use of cyber weapons. This empowers the Defense Department with more flexibility to launch offensive cyber strikes. The Wall Street Journal's Dustin Voles has more at WSJ.com. And yet again, AI comes to the rescue. The Journal says artificial intelligence is ready to upend both jobs and established attitudes. Take Mustafa Suleiman, for example. He's the co-founder of Google's DeepMind, and he'd like you to believe that the years ahead offer the best opportunity in generations to reduce actual human suffering, from identifying malignant melanomas to one day developing the molecules that lead to clean energy. He says AI's potential uses are broad. The Journal's CIO blog writes how to guarantee that that potential is directed at the good stuff. Technologists, policymakers, and regular folk need to come together and lay out ground rules that, quote, guarantee ethical outcomes, end quote. Coming up, the newest iPhones hit stores Friday, assessing the launch turnout and how they could very well determine Apple's results over the next year.
Whether you're an entrepreneur growing your own business, a star contributor turned manager, a senior executive tapped to lead a global business unit, or a seasoned executive preparing for the C-suite, Harvard Business School Executive Education can help you rise to the challenge. Their four comprehensive leadership programs accelerate career growth and transform talented executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
Sales of the iPhone XS and XS Max began officially on Friday at 8 a.m. at Apple's Sydney store. Slowly throughout the day, it continued across Asia, Europe, and the Americas. How far will customer turnout go in determining Apple's results over next year? And did enough people get in line on Friday? How it all plays out from here, or at least how it could, from a man who covers all things Apple. He joins us from our San Francisco bureau, Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
So always a big deal, always enormous lines. Here in New York City, Fifth Avenue, it was the usual spectacle Friday. As we were able to see, how was turnout this year?
Turnout in New York was a little up from the iPhone 8 release September a year ago, but about half half in number of the iPhone 10 release in November, which is probably to be expected, right? I mean, last year they released the iPhone 8 in September. It was not the most anticipated device they were releasing, and therefore we just saw a lot more people come out for the iPhone 10 about a month and a half later. This time they're doing something a little bit different, releasing the iPhone XS and the XS Max first and the iPhone XR later. So they're kind of dividing or splitting the potential number of people that could be coming out a little.
Right. And we talked about the strategy earlier, last week. There's a lot going into this launch. Also hitting stores Friday, the latest smartwatch. I have a feeling that's getting people out there again as well. The electrocardiogram situation, a lot of new features, they seem to have a lot of buzz.
from a marketing perspective, that was a huge win. The ECG capabilities and the clearance that they got from the FDA helped them get a lot more attention for this Apple Watch than they have in past years. And that helped bring some people out. I saw a lot of people. It must be good to be Apple, by the way, because I spent time in the San Francisco store and I saw a lot of people buying, you know, $2,000 phones and two watches, right? I mean, you're walking out the door with nearly $3,000 in purchases in one morning, and it's not even 9 a.m. And
wow.
I mean, that speaks to the power of this company and the power of this brand, and part of the reason that they became the first company to hit $1 trillion in total public value.
And especially with the market, the iPhone market, it's been stagnant, as we've talked about, putting a lot of irons in the fire. Apple's upgrade program, for example, the option to upgrade an iPhone 10 to the 10S Max, Apple's hoping that could help turn out. Did that pan out for strategy?
The upgrade program has been very effective for Apple in terms of driving new purchases, if you will. What you have are a lot of people, and one gentleman in particular I spoke to kind of caught the essence of it. He said essentially he views the latest device as the newest technology and wants to be on the cutting front edge of that. And for $5 more a month, which is what his monthly fee would go to for the iPhone 10 previously at $49 to the iPhone 10S Max at $54, just $5 more a month, he gets a bigger phone with a faster processor, and he sees that as being worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. A lot of reasons to stand in line. Friday, your piece in the journal featured a guide to the new devices and features this year of them. If we used Friday's launch as a gauge, is there something that's buzzing louder than the rest? What are you able to get a sense of?
This is no surprise, and we've known this from the day Apple announced these new phones. Big screens are the big driver this year. And there were a number of people who came out with older devices, you know, iPhone 7 Pluses, iPhone 6s, iPhone 6 Pluses, who had seen the iPhone 10 last year and basically made a decision that they were going to wait until Apple made a bigger version of that. And that's a lot of what the purchases were. People wanted that 10S Max, and that's why they came out to the store.
Trip Mickle covers everything about Apple. I'm sure it's been a long week. We always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.